Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Are the days of Zechariah warned of upon us? Join Stephen Bannoun and host Bonnie Harvey for a discussion of Jerusalem, the Flashpoint.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Flashpoint, where we'll be the spark that ignites the world. With me, of course, Stephen Bannoun. Welcome to the show, Stephen. Stephen will be at the Canby Grove Conference in 5 weeks. It starts January 18, Friday evening. Come on Friday afternoon. The website is up, soldiersofthelion.com. You can reach me at bonnie.soldiersofthelion@gmail.com if you have any questions. The prices listed there are for the weekend. It's not for the day. The lodging is for the weekend. The lodging includes passes to the functions, food, lodging, everything you need. Just pay that one price. If you want to come for the day passes, there's one pass, and that's for the whole weekend food. So if you want to come for the day, do the pass plus the food. If you're lodging, just pay the one price. I think it's $209 for the lodge and $150 about for the cabin. This is per person for the weekend. So, you don't have to go in there and click 1, 2. It's just if you have two, you know, one or more adults, you start clicking 1 or 2. If you have any questions, you know, you can even give me a call. It's 541-788-5812. I've given my name out over the, I mean, my phone number out over the airwaves before. So, Father, protect me, please. And he always has. So 541-788-5812 if you want to reach me. Stephen will be there. Yana will be there. Yana is very qualified to speak about 5G, smart dust, all of the things that Stephen will touch a little bit on today. L.A. Marzulli, some interesting updates on his research. And if you're not familiar with his research, he has a lot to say. UFO contact with people. Are Christians still being protected from the demonic activity? Just come and be with us for the weekend. It'll be a phenomenal weekend. January 18 through 20, we go until 3 o'clock on Sunday. So I hope to see you there. So, yes, welcome to the show, Stephen.
Yes. I Bonnie, it is going to be, a wonderful conference. And I say this because, of course, one, the information – we're here at a closing hour in the history of humanity. And we had L.A. Marzulli here just recently on Israeli News Live. What a thought-provoking conversation we had there. And another thing that I really appreciated about L.A. is his connecting what he researches, a very urgent biblical message of the days that we're living in. And this is, I've been with other specialists in the field of, we call it aliens, really demons. They're demonic beings, fallen angels, etc. LA knows this as well. And I have been with some big names on this before in interviews, but never have I had an interview with someone that had the biblical knowledge to go with it, and in a way that I really could concur with what he was saying. So I really appreciate that. So I think it's going to be an eye-opener, and we're going to get into some subjects there that are going to be surprising, alarming, a whole lot of other things that people have not really considered before. So definitely, and you don't want to wait. Listen, we had one of our listeners right here, Bonnie, with us in Kansas at the conference there. And everybody loves to listen to Yana. She holds people spellbound when she speaks. And I don't mean that in a bad way. She just, she's extremely intelligent and she's very well researched. She's a medical journalist. She's a biologist and she did a master's in biology. So she's got a very strong educational background, and so I think you'll really enjoy when she puts together a speech. It's very powerful.
Wonderful, so. Wonderful. And is she in her doctoral program?
She was doing a doctorate program, but this was in natural medicine until Obama closed down the university because of the dispute between Big Pharma and the program itself. So she did not finish her doctorate in natural medicine because she has a bachelor's of medicine from Slovakia. And she was actually to do her doctorate there as well, but then she came to the United States. So she's kind of missed it every time in getting it fully completed, but she was very close to having her doctorate completed when the sudden closing of the university happened to her by Obama. So very sad to say that.
Well, that's the last thing that Big Pharma wants people to realize is that their avenues for making money are actually harming people many, many times. And that if you go to nature, go to what the Almighty has created, oftentimes there are superior remedies there with none of the bad side effects. I mean, flu shots, I hope nobody out there gets flu shots. My goodness, the media is resplendent with adults getting their flu shots, and now they cannot see, hear, walk. All they can do is breathe. So don't get it, poison. Well, wonderful. I look forward. I've never heard Yana speak, although I've certainly, heard about her for the couple of years I've had you on the radio, Stephen. I look forward to hearing her. And I know that when she speaks, she gets standing ovations.
She does.
Yes.
She does.
Bring your shofars. Bring your, especially your teenage kids. I'll try to have babysitting for under 10, 11, but it will just be babysitting. Not teaching. I was going to bring Mrs. Noah out, but that's 1,500 miles for a weekend. I thought, oh my soul. So please come. Please, as I said, get your shofars, show up. It will be a spellbinding weekend and great preparation for the storm into which the soldiers of the Lion will most certainly walk. Okay, Stephen, do you have anything to add to that? Okay, that Yana is dedicated. L.A. I just think he's led by Father to put together the spirit and the information and research. He fully understands what he's doing.
Yes. Absolutely, he does. And so I think it's going to be a really, really fascinating conference, something that people are not going to want to miss. A lot of different information we'll be sharing there. And of course, with the situation in the world today, they are rapidly, when I say they, the governments of the world, not just the U.S., but many governments of the world are rapidly taking us to the technology that'll create a transhumanistic race, and this is where that danger comes in. This is what's going to bring about microchipping. This is what's going to bring about, the very issue of breathing in nanoparticles from the chemtrails, et cetera, that are already going to hook us directly to a 5G technology. And in fact, that's one issue, Bonnie, that we were noticing Bill Gates is helping to fund a massive project this project is going to go to bring about blocking the sun rays coming to the earth. And you can't help but wonder if this will be part of the biblical prophecy, the sun becomes black as sackcloth hair when they release all these nanoparticles that are supposed to reflect sunlight. And of course, they're saying this because they're claiming this is to help deal with global warming. Global warming, in my opinion, if it really exists, has probably been created more so from the asphalt that we have built all these massive highways across all the world, which in turn is like having a bunch of heating coils under the floor of your house. You heat them up, emit heat, the wind blows, of course, in the case of the asphalt, instead of blowing cool air from the grass and the sand and you know, the old days when we had concrete roads, we're blowing a lot of heat all around. That's just a conjecture, though. I can't say that it's so, but nonetheless.
I think also it's this incoming binary star plus the planets. I think yes. That is emitting tremendous radiation that's being picked up by our poles. It's coming from the South Pole. So our poles are not protected by our sphere. Not our ionosphere. What is that protective layer in our atmosphere?
Stratosphere.
The poles are not protected. So it's coming in wholesale, unabated, unprotected. That's why the ozone layer was first destroyed over the South Pole, because it's coming from that direction. And this thing is being absorbed into our Earth, the core of our Earth, and it's all a matter of radiation, just straight radiation, electromagnetic, gamma, all of it. All of it is being absorbed, and it is heating up our Earth. And it also expanding it. So, you know, I'll be very happy. I'll be very interested to see what Jana has to say about this. But this incoming planetary system is certainly part of the last days. Bill Gates is going to get nanoparticles. Of course, nanoparticles are capable of transversing the blood-brain the brain barrier.
It's called the blood-brain barrier.
Yes.
The one thing that breaks down the wall to the blood-brain barrier is the vaccines that people take, Bonnie. Vaccines can contain a substance called glyphosate. And what the glyphosate does, this attaches to the nanoparticles that we're breathing in and then allows them to go past the blood-brain barrier and then be embedded into your brain. Now, once they have the 5G technology fully deployed as well, the nanoparticles are kind of like the antenna, and then they now can control you by your mind, etc. And then eventually, you won't even have a need for a telephone. They're talking about making it to where you can live 300 years. There's a lot of benefits that they will promote that will appeal to a younger generation that is consistently becoming atheistic in their beliefs. And as a result, that's exactly what they want. And I cannot help but wonder, Bonnie, if the technology today, because you have to understand whether you're using an iPad or if you're using the smart tablets, your computer screens, the very things that they are made of is a very demonic substance. And there has been scientists that we have interviewed that have talked about the substance that these screens are made out of, and there's a lot of conjectures as to what the capabilities are, what they could do with this information or with these screens. And, you know, and there's research now that is starting to confirm that children are beginning that have the access to these smart devices are having all kinds of mental issues. They're having social anxieties. A number of things that we never had when we were children growing up because we didn't have this type of stuff available. You might want to consider doing some research on your own and really look into these things, because besides that, if they create, for example, if they can take with these smart devices subliminal messages that are in videos, etc., and then eventually have people to where they shun the very thought of God, an eternal father, a Yah, an Elohim, that we end up in a situation to where they've got a society now that will embrace a demonic agenda, thinking it's a good thing. Hey, we can live like they did before the flood. Not because of healthy food, not because of genetically modified food, not because of everything they've already, face it, science is broken every commandment of our Heavenly Father when Monsanto went in there and took control of all the seed supply in the world. And Russia was one of the last countries, of course, Syria, which is interesting too, Brian, if you think about it, all these countries they want to go blow up are countries that will not accept hybrid seeds. They don't do genetically modifying their food. And Russia, Syria, Iran, these countries are like that. Libya even. The Libyan government, as bad as they want to say that this Gaddafi was, the man, you could get a loan. There was no interest. The bank could not charge you interest. There was no usury, in other words. When you get married, you got $50,000 to start your life as a married couple to be able to get your first home. The oil that was in the ground that was being pumped from Libya, every citizen of the country got a percentage of the revenue from the oil because it belongs to the people. So why do they overthrow these countries? I don't agree with the ideology of the Libyan government or the way the Islamic laws, et cetera. But at the same time, I don't think that gives us a right to just go in there and blow up a country just because we can do it. And finally, as I mentioned, I think in our last broadcast, the very Army Ranger, Peranto, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, Chris Peranto, he admitted in a Twitter debate that we were shipping, well, he just said weapons. He didn't go into detail, but we were shipping them from Libya. That's what we were really doing there. That's why the CIA was there, shipping those weapons to ISIS militants through Turkey into Syria. It's a mess, Bonnie, beyond words. There's no words that can describe the mess that we're dealing with. And unfortunately, and going back, let me go back real quick because I'm dealing with this nanoparticle issue. But if you go back to, say, for example, Russia, Russia sold most of its produce to Europe, especially to Eastern Europe. Not as much Western, but Eastern Europe, definitely. They bought a lot of the produce from Russia, their flours, their grains, everything that they were getting. And I know this because when we're over in Prague, and you would get your produce. We didn't have seedless watermelons. We didn't have seedless grapes. When you go there, you will lose 15, 20 pounds, and you become healthier because the breads you eat, and you can eat the same stuff we eat here, but be 20 pounds lighter because it's not genetically modified. But then they put the sanctions on Russia. For those that don't know, in Ukraine, then Monsanto went and bought up huge amounts of the land of Ukraine after this war, and they bought it up to plant their hybrid crops. This is why they have done to Russia what they did. They're going to use the crops of Ukraine to feed Europe, and they had to put the sanctions on Russia so Russia could no longer sell them the food that corrupts the human body. They're so willing to break every commandment that Yah has ever given to us and feed us a bunch of garbage, because the scripture clearly says in Bereshit, in Genesis, it says to us that every seed must bring forth of its kind. Well, they want to hybrid everything there is, cross the seeds, mix it up, genetically modify it, put it in our mouths to kill us. This is what they're doing.
Let's go back to Bill Gates for a minute, Stephen. And you said that he is going to fund a massive program to block sun's rays and release nanoparticles in an effort to, fight global warming. And then we got off on this tangent. What is actually the cause of global warming? We have a lot of... I won't go there. But, if we block the sun's rays, what are the plants going to do? They need UV in order to engage in photosynthesis. Is this part of ruining the world, as it says in Scripture?
Well, Bonnie, I think this has a lot to do the agenda to destroy the planet as far as the ecosystem, the plants, etc. And I know people might think, wow, that's pretty provocative statement to make, Steve. Why would you say that they would want to do that? Well, You have to understand, the global agenda to begin with is to get you out of living in the countryside, for those that like to live there, and to force you into their cities, you know, like cattle. We're going to become more like cattle. We're going to be forced into the cages, living in these caged apartments and stuff, to where they can control the masses. And the only way they can do that is to also bring about, not where we would realize it, but a disaster to the plant life. In fact, Harold Kautz Villa, when we interviewed him, Jana actually interviewed him from a biological aspect about the chemtrails. And of course, you know, this is basically what Bill Gates is funding, is to put out the nanoparticles that can reflect sunlight as a chemtrail, so to speak. But now they're openly doing it, rather than before they were not openly doing it. But Harold was actually hired by the German government because they had a die-off of botany life, of the plant life, and they brought him in to find out what was causing it. And he discovered that it was caused from a nanoparticle, that the plants were dying from that. And in his research that he did, he could not say publicly that it was caused by the chemtrails, but he did tell us privately that it is an airborne particle. And that chemtrails that are being used in Europe, as they are in America, are spraying these nanoparticles that the plants do absorb into their cells, and it's destroying the plant. And he said, just imagine what it's going to do to the human population. He said, it's going to kill us as well. Or he said, at the least, they'll be able to control us. He says, like having little tiny robots in your, or excuse me, antennae, to where when they have 5G technology, they'll be able to control you. They can be able to project thoughts to your mind, etc. You know, sad thing is, I mean, Israel is the pioneer of nanotechnology. And of course, Israel's not alone in this, but there is a global agenda, Bonnie. And of course, I'm not the expert on this. Jana is, and of course, we're at Canby Grove. She will certainly go into this in a far more logical and intelligent way than what I can do.
Of course, Satan has always wanted to be able to turn off our free will. In the 80s and 90s, his scientists were searching for the seat of the soul. The Almighty has hidden it so well. Where is the soul? So they had to develop, it's taken them 20 years now, to develop an alternate route to defeat the soul. And the chip will be the final coup de grace.
Nobody, I'll tell you, in reality, and I taught this a long time ago, Satan said that he wanted to sit in the temple of God and be worshipped as if he were God. The true temple is the human body. It is not a building in the Middle East. It is a human body. And so Satan knows that too. He's not stupid. He knows that the human body is where the temple of Yah really is, and he wants to be on the throne of our temple. And this is the way he does it. He has created the technology that will literally give Satan the ability to be in control of the human body and control us in a way that is just beyond fathomable. So,
and he exists because the Almighty is so law-abiding that he's giving Satan play his hand, because he said his kingdom was superior, took a third of the angels with him, and now we're in the final days of it, and even so, the Almighty is playing by the book, and Satan has been kill, rob, and destroy from the get-go. He will not play by the book. He wants to, the very thing that allows him to live, his free will, and allowed him to choose, he now wants to destroy in the rest of us. Do not take the chip, folks. That's the next step. That chip will interface with your nervous system, but he has taken it and whatever. They're going to turn it on, and it will reduce us to zombies. Christians are having dreams about this. They're having explicit dreams about receiving the chip because they're starving. They have to feed their families. They get food if they take the chip. They take the chip and they're gone. They're gone. They're virtually a zombie. And you know, I think that's about the first half. You won't believe this, everybody. We've started and stopped about three times already. So I think that's it, Stephen. Let's pick it up on the other side. Stick with us, folks.
Glory, glory, glory. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Are the days of Zechariah warned of upon us? Join Stephen Bannoun and host Bonnie Harvey for a discussion of Jerusalem, the Flashpoint.
All right, you know, let's go back to Bill Gates for a minute, Stephen. And he said that he is going to fund a massive program to block sun's rays and release nanoparticles in an effort to, fight global warming. And then we got off on this tangent. What is actually the cause of global warming? We have a lot of, I won't go there. But, you know, if we block the sun's rays, what are the plants going to do? They need UV in order to engage in photosynthesis. Is this part of ruining the world, as it says in Scripture?
Well, you know, Vania, I think this has a lot to do with the agenda to destroy the planet as far as the ecosystem, the plants, etc. And I know people might think, wow, that's pretty provocative statement to make. You know, Steve, why would you say that they would want to do that? Well, you have to understand, the global agenda to begin with is to get you out of living in the countryside, for those that like to live there, and to force you into their cities, you know, like cattle. We're going to become more like cattle. We're going to be forced into the cages, living in these caged apartments and stuff, to where they can control the masses. And the only way they can do that is to also bring about, not where we would realize it, but a disaster to the plant life. Harold Kautz Villa, when we interviewed him, Jana actually interviewed him from a biological aspect about the chemtrails. And of course, you know, this is basically what Bill Gates is funding, is to put out the nanoparticles that can reflect sunlight as a chemtrail, so to speak. But now they're openly doing it, rather than before they were not openly doing it. But Harold was actually hired by the German government because they had a die-off of botany life, of the plant life, and they brought him in to find out what was causing it. And he discovered that it was caused from a nanoparticle. Plants were dying from that. And in his research that he did, he could not say publicly that it was caused by the chemtrails, but he did tell us privately that it is an airborne particle, and that chemtrails that are being used in Europe, as they are in America, are spraying these nanoparticles that the plants do absorb into their cells, and it's destroying the plant. And he said, just imagine what it's going to do to the human population. He said, it's going to kill us as well. Or he said, at the least, they'll be able to control us. He says, like having little tiny robots in antennae, to where when they have 5G technology, they'll be able to control you. They can be able to project thoughts to your mind, etc. Sad thing is, I mean, Israel is the pioneer of nanotechnology. And of course, Israel's not alone in this, but there is a global agenda, Bonnie. And of course, I'm not the expert on this. Jana is. And of course, we're at Canby Grove. She will certainly go into this in a far more logical and intelligent way than what I can do.
Of course, Satan has always wanted to be able to turn off our free will. In the 80s and 90s, his scientists were searching for the seed of the soul so he could destroy it, couldn't find it. The Almighty has hidden it so well. Where is the soul? So they had to develop, it's taken them 20 years now to develop an alternate route to defeat the soul. Well, and the chip will be the final coup de grace.
You know, Bonnie, in reality, and I taught this long time ago, Satan said that he wanted to sit in the temple of God and be worshipped as if he were God. The true temple is the human body. It is not a building in the Middle East. It is a human body. And so Satan knows that too. He's not stupid. He knows that human body is where the temple of Yah really is, and he wants to be on the throne of our temple. And this is the way he does it. He has created the technology that will literally give Satan the ability to be in control of the human body and control us in a way that is just beyond fathomable. So we
can't
allow
it. He exists because the Almighty is so law-abiding that he's giving Satan ample opportunity to display his hand, because he said his kingdom was superior, took a third of the angels with him, and now we're in the final days of it. And even so, the Almighty is playing by the book, and Satan has been kill, rob, and destroy from the get-go. He will not play by the book. He wants to, the very thing that allows him to live, his free will, and allowed him to choose, he now wants to destroy in the rest of us. Do not take the chip, folks. That's the next step. That chip will interface with your nervous system, and when everybody has taken it and gotten their food and gotten whatever, they're going to turn it on, and it will reduce us to zombies. Christians are having dreams about this. They're having explicit dreams about receiving the chip because they're starving. They have to feed their families. They get food if they take the chip. They take the chip and they're gone. They're gone. They're virtually a zombie. Yeah. And you know, I think that's about the first half. You won't believe this, everybody. We've started and stopped about three times already. So I think that's it, Stephen. Let's pick it up on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
By the way, the chip is what turns on the nanotechnology in your body.
All right, Stephen. You know, you just told me something kind of under your breath here. Would you repeat that?
Yeah, the one thing we were talking about, you were speaking about as we closed, is the people's fears of taking a microchip, which, by the way, is something that the UK is already implementing in a lot of major companies. They're requiring it, actually. But the danger is, and this was something that Harold had said to us in the interview with Jana, is that the microchip is what activates the nanoparticles within your body. And of course, they're going to make it to where you are a walking computer. You will have incredible access to data through the 5G system that will also be activated with your microchip, the nanoparticles within your body. That makes the antenna for all this to work. So these things are all working in conjunction together that brings about a transhumanistic approach. And it's just deadly, they're going to do. And a lot more that's coming with it as well. As L.A. Marzulli said on our program here, he said they're going to give you 300 years of life with this technology, which I think this is where they're going to bring in monoatomic gold as the way to increase the lifespan with little need of the intake of natural food. That's going to be another thing that people are not aware of yet.
Well, they're going to need some other way to survive because they're killing all the food. And in case you didn't know it, folks, the plant life, they take on carbon dioxide and they give off oxygen. And we're just the opposite. We take on our oxygen, give off carbon dioxide. So you can see how symbiotic this is, how it was designed by the Creator. They are lungs for us and we are lungs for them.
That's exactly
But they
right.
need the UV. They need, and when you block there's something in the nanoparticles that turns off the DNA that prevents the photosynthesis from happening, and this is why we have all the die-offs. So much more in the conference, folks. Please attend the conference. You know, I think, Stephen, before we run out of time, we should get to what is happening in the Ukraine right now.
Ukraine is a very serious situation, and I was given information a few days ago, Bonnie, that there is an offensive by the Ukrainian government. They're about to start a mass-scale war in Ukraine, and that war is going to be to topple the separatists. But at the same time, as they're preparing for this war, this is something that NATO is going to support. Even though Ukraine is not a NATO member, the United States and other nations are actively preparing for a war that they're hoping to draw Russia into. I was given information already, too, that the Ukrainian government is preparing to launch a chemical attack on their own people in order to say that the separatists were given chemicals by Russia and that they have used this chemical, whether it be chlorine or sarin gas, whatever the case may be, or maybe something even more deadly. And they're going to use that on a civilian population on the Ukrainian side, but firing it from the separatist side. Now, we had covered on Israeli News Live already how that the Ukrainian government by train brought in 7 T-64 Russian-made tanks that were all unmarked down to Mosul. And Mosul is a little province on the coast. It is south of the Donetsk region. If you're looking at the map of Ukraine, this is all far east side of Ukraine. And Mariupol is right there on the Sea of Azov. And just to the west of it is, southwest, is Crimea. There's a lot of tensions right now in Azov because of Russia taking captive Ukrainian sailors, two of their small boats, as well as a tugboat. However, they never mentioned the fact that the Ukrainians had been taking Russian vessels captive as well just weeks before that. So it's kind of been a tit-for-tat situation, but the international community is focused on what Russia has done, which, according to Petro Poroshenko, who is the current president of Ukraine, he claims that Russia is preparing for a massive invasion of the Ukrainian state. And I can see where Russia has definitely been building up its forces, but everything that I can see thus far has seems to be in a defensive posture. Although, I will say that President Putin has stated clearly, if Petro Poroshenko were to attack his country, and that includes Crimea, that he will get a war that he will regret. So it's not like Putin hasn't made it clear that yes, he would invade this country, and yes, he would take down this government, which would clearly bring about the involvement of the United States, because what most Americans are not aware of is that actively the Navy Seabees have been building a U.S. base in Odessa, Ukraine. In fact, I was just given a flight pattern that we had one of our own planes flying right in. It was actually a C-130, actually this one was not a C, it was a KC-130 Hercules. That is one of our monstrosity transport aircraft that landed in Odessa, Ukraine. So it is a very serious situation when we're seeing American military aircraft of that scale, that caliber, landing inside of Ukraine. It makes you realize that the United States is fixing to back the Ukrainian government, who is not considered a NATO member. But that lets me know that they are planning on a major confrontation with Russia.
Haven't they announced that Ukraine will become NATO?
Well, Ukraine has been pushing to become a member of NATO, but that was a member of the EU. But this was actually going on when we had Yanukovych, the president that was pro-Russian. The only difference that really changed everything is that Yanukovych wanted to become part of the European Union, but he wanted his natural gas to come from Russia because it was much cheaper for his people. Whereas Petro Poroshenko, who is a CIA operative, he was part of the coup that came against Yanukovych to overthrow him. And instead, he switched everything around, agreed to have all the natural resources for his country to be bought from the United States. So now the people of Ukraine, which they said in the beginning, no, we would not be higher than Russia. But as of now, they are now paying four times the amount they were paying originally from Russia. So unfortunately, we really did a very dirty deal to the Ukrainian government. Not to mention, as I mentioned earlier, Monsanto went and bought up most of the farmland in Ukraine to be able to give them their deathly plants to feed the population of Europe. It's all about money, I guess, when it comes down to the end of the day, Bonnie. But Russia is clearly moving the S-400 systems. They have moved them into Kaliningrad as well as Crimea, which they already had them there, but they're increasing the amount that is there. They have also moved in tanks, etc. Russia is preparing. But when I see that Russia is preparing also defensively in Kaliningrad, that tells me that Russia is anticipating that they're going to get hit and that there is going to be a much larger conflict than just that of the Ukrainian government trying to overthrow the separatists in the far east of the Ukrainian side. Also to mention, Poroshenko, the current president of Ukraine, has said he is going to lead the peace treaty with Russia. That has been signed as a law now, that he is leaving that agreement. That effectively puts Ukraine and Russia be at war. That's kind of like a suicide note. But, you know, I think that you have to understand, Poroshenko, according to Russian officials, is a CIA operative. And I can believe that. I mean, after working with him, I know how the song and dance normally goes. And of course, he is doing everything that the West desires. And there's a lot of elite that want a war with Russia. And they don't care how they get it, they just want it. The reason being, though, Bonnie, and this is what a lot of people are not aware of, they want to stop Russia's involvement in Syria. They want to take Crimea back. But this was, you have to understand, there was a major fight over who gets what in the New World Order. And Russia was supposed to have Ukraine. They were supposed to have, as part of their territorial, as far as what they would have gotten in a New World Order, everything would be divided up into 10 sectors. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, these were all going to come under the Russian umbrella. But now that's not going to be the case. They have been battling over who's going to get what. And Syria is supposed to be part of the Middle East project, and it's going to be a borderless project, according to Yossi Beilin. And of course, in making this a borderless region, Syria is going to come under the umbrella of Israel. But Israel will become a borderless society. This is one reason why they had to take down these nations. Syria, Lebanon, these will all be under the Israeli umbrella. Turkey will be
under... It seems that once this starts, this Syria, you know, seems like once the shot, that there's no, you know, putting the bullets back in the guns and saying, okay, that was just a skirmish. So if we see this actually start, I mean, it seems as if it's going to go into the Jeremiah 50:51 scenario where, according to Henry Gruber and Duduman, this country, certain cities are nuked. We are invaded. And evidently we have an EMP, because it says in Jeremiah 50:51 that, you know, the soldiers are in their fortresses, but they don't shoot back.
I can believe that too, Bonnie, because they're going to bring a war here. This has been shared with me from Israeli intelligence sources that I know. And of course, they did tell me it's not imminent, but it is very likely there's going to be a major war here in the United States in the very near future. So, yes, that sounds realistic. And of course, you know, they quit poking the bear with a little stick. Now they've got a big club, and it's like they're just clobbering the bear, trying to make Russia attack.
Yeah, they're just goading them, just doing everything they can, including the sanctions. And, that, you know, the sanctions is one of the big reasons that Japan attacked us. They knew they couldn't live under the sanctions that had been imposed upon them. So they figured we better strike while we're still powerful enough and we have enough food to strike. So anyway, yeah, the sanctions are a real problem.
Well, here's the thing, too, that's coming up, too. That's another thorn for America. And that is that the Kremlin has just told the Russian banks to prepare for disconnection from the international payment system. Now, whether that's going to be because of the U.S. or not, but anyway, the central bank sent letters to the Russian financial institution, and they were recommending taking preventative measures in case the partner banks through which they work with Visa and MasterCard systems are going to be forced to suspend operations. Now, this is part of the sanctions there, so maybe I don't think it's so much that Russia's trying to disconnect directly, but they're expecting the sanctions to get broader. And, you know, it's really strange, Bonnie, really strange, you know. And the thing is, I've always said, you know, if you take and you put a country solo with trying to do like what the United States has been doing with Russia, eventually the only thing the country has left that you're doing this to is to fight back with the military. I mean, look at Ms. Meng, and of course her being the CFO of Huawei, the tech giant of China, and she has two homes in Canada. She's going there. She's on her way going back to China, but she has a stop over there. And the U.S. puts an order for her arrest because she violated sanction laws that they have now against Iran. But I'm thinking to myself, I mean, this is like, what has our nation become? I mean, really? I mean, okay, so their company violated, so you go and arrest the CFO of the company? I mean, this is, sanctions is a form of financial pressure on another nation. So if anything, you would think then the United States would have some sort of pressure on China of, you know, maybe doing a block on one of their other businesses, or even Huawei, the company that the CFO works for. That would be a respectful way to deal with it. But no, instead, they have this woman arrested. I mean, are we becoming a totalitarian neo-Nazi state? Is that what we're becoming?
You know, it's really horrific when you think of our history. And the dedication to the prayer meeting that dedicated this country, led by our president, the laws that were enacted, the Constitution protecting the people from the government, And when you look now at the rats that are in office and leading this country, but you know, Isaiah says, so these rats that we have as a country, they're the rats we deserve. And you were told something. Are you free to say what you were told would happen and within 10 days? And that was 2 days ago.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
We can certainly say it. I was given a private message from a friend of mine, and he told me 3 days ago that that we need to be prepared because the Ukrainian government is preparing a major offensive against the separatists in the east. The anticipation was that the war will begin within 10 days. And of course, then from that, of course, the person has also shared with me a lot of the intel. In fact, the very intel that we shared was from him, the photographs of the 7 unmarked tanks that were sent by the Ukrainian government by soldiers in fatigues with no signia whatsoever on their uniforms. And he had shared that with me just a few days before this message came across. And then I also ran across information not long after that the Ukrainian government is going to stage a chemical weapons attack being fired from the separatist line of East Ukraine into the western side against the civilian population to make it look like the Donetsk, Luhansk republics, which they have self-proclaimed themselves to be, that they have indeed fired this chemical weapon to kill the masses of civilians in western Ukraine. And as a result, they know this will justify the U.S. retaliating, as we've seen in Syria. So now they're playing the same card. And if they can prove that they were being given this chemical weapons from Russia, which it will not be the case, it will be fabricated. But if you can get the right chemical expert to sign off they did, then the world will be justified in attacking Russia for it. They will retaliate. They will do it in such a way as to bomb some facility of Russia that they will claim as creating these chemical weapons. And then we will be led to believe that they did this as retaliation, but that could cause a retaliation from Russia. Now, the sad thing is, in the country of Georgia on Russia's southern side, the U.S. has a factory there where they are manufacturing chemical weapons. It's not in mainstream media, but we're fully aware of this. This was reported by a journalist from South America that found it and was trying to corner the U.S. representatives that were going there. So there's, you know, let me just say this, Bonnie. This is really what gets me. I know for a fact from working with the CIA just exactly what these thugs will do. And you want to talk about own different aspects. When I say that they can, if they've got the right people paid off by the chemical weapons inspectors to say that it was Russia that did it, that's a fact. I saw where they took down a private jet, and every agency that was involved in investigating the case controlled by another aspect where they all signed off. I saw the FAA sign off that they couldn't figure out why the plane crashed when they knew why it crashed. I saw the local sheriff's department botch the investigation because they needed to make sure that no one knew why the plane really crashed. You know, so it made those officials that are really trying to figure it out very difficult to figure it out. And then I also watched them as they bugged different corporate offices so that when they were having meetings, they would know whether or not they were being listened into by maybe a good agent, FBI, or somebody was listening in. And they would go in there, they would bug it themselves and then debug the ones that the good agents put in so that they couldn't find out what was really going on. So yeah, the government has some very deep pockets they can reach into and control the narrative. And it's no different in the eastern part of Europe dealing with Ukraine than it is now. So at any rate, it's not a good situation, Bonnie. And I know in closing here, I'll just mention as well, Israel is getting ready with a war with Lebanon, and they're heavily bringing out tunnels on the border of Lebanon. But what's dangerous, though, Bonnie, with that is the residents were saying this 4 years ago, that the tunnels were being dug, and the Israeli government was telling everybody, no, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true. They were using this situation to get ready to do a war with Lebanon in the future. So they had to silence the truth about the tunnels until the end of the war.